More than mine means anything that goes bang, whiz, fire. Unmasked does a lot more than just mines. We've been, over the last couple of decades, associated with mine clearance, but in a matter of fact, we do a lot more things than mine clearance, as in UXO clearance, storage of ammunition, mine risk education, victim assistance, and we feel that a lot of what we do is not being reported or covered properly, so now we're trying to make people aware that UNMAS is just, it's more than just mines, it can handle a lot of other different matters to do with explosives and after effects of explosives.
We have had so many years of war. How much of the country is affected by this problem?
In fact, the whole country is affected. All 10 states are affected, some more than others. And the sad and recent conflict has actually contaminated some of the areas that were, as far as we were concerned, considered free from the impact of mines and explosive remnants of war. So this conflict is doing no one any good, and it's actually increasing the amount of areas that are contaminated. But it's fair to say that the equatorials are probably some of the most heavily contaminated and remain that way. And that's due to the conflict that goes back more than 50 years. So the whole country is affected, all 10 states, but not all equally. And certainly the equatorials are at the moment bearing the brunt of some of the historic legacy contaminations of landmines and ERW from 50 years of war.
And Chief, what kind of explosives are commonly found in South Sudan?
Commonly is everything. There's a lot of mortars, a lot of grenades, a lot of RPGs, a lot of artillery ammunition, airdrop weapons, cluster munitions, mines. We have a good, or should I say, a large variation of all matters of weapons that have been used over the years, from a single bullet right up to a big aircraft bomb.
And Mr. Lance, also let me ask you, how much of the country has been cleared and made safe so far?
That's a very difficult one, because we're not absolutely 100% sure of when the contamination will stop. Mm-hmm. And although we've tried to do surveys and work out what areas are contaminated, it would be very difficult to... Tomo, as Chief of Operations, may have a better understanding, but there's still a long, long way to go.
Do you have anything you want to say, Chief?
Of the 10 states, there's a lot of areas not contaminated. And this tends to be the area where people aren't living. People didn't live there, people didn't get involved in the conflict for the area. So there is large parts of the 10 states not contaminated. Mm-hmm. To put a figure on it and to be quoted would be very difficult. But if you look, I'd say maybe... if you look at a quarter of each state, we would say there's no contamination, and that would give us a rough estimate of what it's like in the rest of the country.
Do you have any role to encourage the fighters not to put more mine in South Sudan?
In terms of where there are mines, we know where a lot of the minefields are, and we have been able to survey those. Unfortunately, we have heard allegations of people that are planting mines during the current conflict. We've not received any evidence ourselves, but we've heard rumours and allegations. So everyone that's a victim of these mines is someone's son or daughter or mother or brother or wife. And I would encourage everyone in South Sudan to have a little bit more humanity and stop laying these indiscriminate weapons, because they may be designed and laid for a purpose initially, but the legacy of those mines and those devices will go on for many, many years, and it will be the innocent people, and it's usually the children, the women, the daughters, the sons who will suffer. So I would encourage everyone to have a little bit more humanity, think about other people, and stop laying these indiscriminate and inhumane weapons. One of our roles, we have five roles within the United Nations Mine Action Service, and one of those roles is advocacy to belligerents during conflict, basically to try and appeal to them not to lay mines in any circumstances. There are international conventions about anti-personnel mines, but at the moment there are no real international conventions governing the military use in appropriate circumstances of anti-vehicle mines. And so we would encourage people not to lay these mines, not to use these devices, and to try and solve these disputes in a peaceful and more conciliatory way.